one of their meetings, or when there was a fight with Chinese security during a trip to Beijing and the nuclear football was in the middle of it, or when President Trump, a solemn, intense look crossing his face, leaned toward me on board Marine One to ask me the most pressing question on his mind. Are your teeth real? Or when Mrs. Trump enlisted her staff to reenact a White House event at the new tennis court she'd had remodeled so she could get a better photo of herself for her photo albums. Those albums, those many, many albums, you are going to be hearing about them in this audiobook. Or election night, 2020, when President Trump was being advised by a bunch of aides and randos, "Hey there, Laura Ingraham," on how to respond to what everyone knew but pretended they didn't was a defeat. Spoiler alert, that didn't work out too well. Then there were all of Jared Kushner's schemes and seemingly shady dealings, and the princess, as the First Lady and I, among others, called Ivanka Trump, trying to grab all the FaceTime with Queen Elizabeth, her fellow royal. For nearly 6 years, I was as close to the Trump family as anyone could be. I saw everything. I saw it all. I saw so much that I forgot some of it until I started writing this book, which you will see is part chronicle of a chaotic administration, part therapy session, and part personal reckoning. I have to get this all out so I can process, in my own mind, what the hell happened. But maybe the best way to start this story is with the ending. On January 6th, 2021, after several botched attempts, I finally left the Trump administration. To put it another way, I resigned as not only the First Lady's chief of staff, but one of the longest-serving hangers-on with the Trump family over the past 6 years. They didn't like that too much. Immediately, my official phone was cut off, and I was placed on a do-not-admit list at the White House. That was something. That crowd couldn't do anything fast or efficiently, except when it came to petty revenge. We were really very good at that. I will be called many names for writing this book. Traitor, low-level staffer, weak, dishonest, ineffective, a complete failure. Anonymous sources will label me an alcoholic or someone with addiction issues. I know because this has already happened with the press. Statements will go out that I want attention and am self-serving. A person who wants to profit off the Trump family. More anonymous sources will follow up to say that I was never loyal and leaked to the press, the biggest sin of all in the Trump administration. The president, and maybe even the First Lady, will pretend they hardly knew me, or they will sue me, or both. I know all of this because that is what we did to everyone else who decided to tell their truth or who stood up against things they thought were wrong. It is what I did, personally, to many people, because it is the Trump formula. When you're in, you're in. And when you're out, you're denied and then destroyed. It's something of poetic justice, I guess, that I was once a destroyer myself. I had been with the Trump family almost from the beginning of their political crusade. Maybe the only person in history who worked at the most senior levels at the same time for the president and his wife. I spent nearly every holiday with them and flew with them all over the world. I was with the boss in private meetings with foreign leaders where he would say the most bonkers things and also, to be fair, often fight hard for our country. I was his spokeswoman during the first impeachment when he tried to get me to humiliate myself in front of the press and I had to trick him out of it. I was involved in standoffs with members of the Trump family over one thing or another. And I became a confidant of his wife, along with her two children, her son and her photo collection. She loved her son the most. But back to the horror that was January 6th, 2021. Each time I tried to leave the White House for one reason or another, the First Lady, whom I felt close to and protective of, talked me out of it. She was very persuasive, including with her husband, at least sometimes. But she couldn't talk me out of leaving that day. I'd had a sick feeling in my stomach all morning, which was unusual. After 5 years of being immersed in all things Trump, you grew immune to chaos. Even in a weird way, comfortable with it. There became something almost